This is Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. How do you address God? As Abba Father? As Yahweh? Well, one of the other Hebrew names for God is Elohim, meaning covenant God, creator God, and the very essence of God. Today, Deborah gives us deep insights into the name Elohim. Now with more, here's Deborah Ross.
I want to talk with you today about Elohim. Elohim. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And in our English Bibles, it's big G, little O, little D. But that is Elohim. Elohim. It's the very first title of God that we encounter in the Bible. He's Elohim. He says, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth." And Elohim is derived from a Hebrew word which means to swear. And Genesis 1:26 says, "Let us make man in our image." Yes, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they were there, all three together in the beginning. Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That means that in the beginning, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit created the heavens and the earth. Now, I can just imagine, because Elohim means covenant God. He's a covenant God. He's a God who keeps covenant. He's a God who creates. He's the God of complete power and sovereignty who creates. So he is a God who's creative. He's created in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. He's a covenant God. And because the name Elohim means to swear, covenant, okay? I can just imagine in the beginning, this is my sanctified imagination. I'm thinking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit kind of doing a Holy Ghost high five between the three of them. And they're saying, you know what? We're going to agree. We're going to covenant together that we're going to love this creation no matter what. Because we are love. Not because we're going to love, but because we are love. Our essence is love. It's who we are. You know, when I think about that essence of God being love, I think about, like, I'm sitting right now in a room with four walls and a door. And I'm thinking about, you know, if this room was the essence of God. So if this room was the absolute power, essence, the love power of God, and I walk into this room, I am going to dive into the love of God. So the love of God is not like something he's doing. It's what he is. I walk into this room, and this room is love. And I'm walking into this love. It's here. It's every molecule in this room. So God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they came into agreement in the beginning. Elohim said, "I will love creation no matter what. This is my creation, and we're creating the heavens and the earth." You know, Elohim takes what was lost in darkness, broken in chaos and confusion, and he recreates it and makes it new again. Elohim makes all things new. Elohim has made you in his image. And he makes what appears to be destroyed to evolve from worthlessness to good, to very good. God, Elohim, is a God of perfect harmony. He's a God of synchronicity, a God of order, the God of very good. He's the God of very good because he is going to love creation no matter what. And he's always working. He's always working. His love is always there, restoring creation to the way that he intended, because it's his creation. He's God. And so I want to encourage you today, because I know some of you are thinking, you know, that your life is just spiraling out of control, and you think, you know, can God even fix this? I mean, my life is just a mess. Does God even care? Have I gone too far with my sin? You know, am I just out of reach, out of touch? Will my life ever change? Or maybe you're praying for somebody. Maybe you're praying for a loved one and you're thinking, you know, are they too far out there? Are they too far gone? You know, is this just what God has for us? Will they ever come into the fold? I want to encourage you today that Elohim is always working. He's always working. And he's always working to bring his creation into the very good state. And I want to take you through Genesis 1 to show you in Scripture about the good and the very good of God. So we're going to look at Genesis, and we're starting in verse 3. It says, "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good." And then in verse 10, it says, "And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good." And in verse 12, he says, "And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." And then in verse 16, it says, "Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." And it says, "And God saw it was good." And then 21 says, "So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." And verse 25 says, "And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw," you guessed it, "that it was good." But then in verse 27, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, he created them." And it says in verse 31, "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good." You see, everything that God did was good. But friend, when he got to you, he said, "It's very good, very good." He had everything working in order, everything in its place for you. He had all of this universe working in harmony and synchronicity for you so that you could enjoy this creation that he made, this earth, this universe, this world. He made it all so that you could enjoy it and you could live and partake of the food and partake of the air and the beautiful scenery. Oh, the beautiful scenery that God has throughout this world. You know, the skies, the mountains, the valleys, the rivers, the lakes, the oceans, the sand, the clay, the grass. It was all good. But when he got to you, friend, he said, "It's very good," because he's Elohim and he loves you. And that Holy Ghost high five with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that covenant, "I will love my creation in spite of them," because he knew that we were going to mess up. We are flesh and blood, and we mess up. We make wrong choices. And God, you know, he has a plan for us to come back in, to come back into the fold, to come back into our identity as a child of the King, to come back into that place of belonging. Because in the beginning, we belonged. And then the enemy tried to steal that belonging from us because he was jealous of us. He tried to steal it. And then then generations are born into brokenness, into rejection. But then by the blood of Jesus, when we believe in Jesus Christ and we give our heart and life to him and make him the Lord of our life, all of a sudden we're accepted and we are in the fold, because God, Elohim, is always working to restore us to that very good state, because He loves you. He loves you. And He loves your family. He loves those that you're praying for. And He's working. He's always working. Friend, God wants you whole. He wants every part of you whole, your body, your soul, your spirit. He wants you whole. You were created in His image, and He wants to restore you to your rightful place as a son or daughter of God. You know, and it's not so much to say I'm a son or daughter of God. It's more to believe I'm a son or daughter of God. You know, I think when we, in our church life, we understand all these church wordings that we use, these phrases that we use, and these teachings that we hear, but so many times we don't get it down in our spirit to really receive it as being mine. God says, I love you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you. I've got good plans for you, and I'm always working. Elohim, I am the creative covenant God who is always working. In the beginning, I created the heavens and the earth, and I'm always working in covenant relationship because I love you. You see, a covenant is I love you no matter what. Now, a contract, which is what people understand, is I'll love you until, you know, I mean, we think, oh, it's a contract, you know. No, He's only going to love me until I mess up. No, God says, I love you no matter what. And I'm always working to restore you to that place of wholeness because I love you. So you were created in His image, and He wants to restore you to your rightful place as a son or a daughter of God. God wants you saved. He wants you healed. He wants you delivered. He wants your loved ones saved. He wants your loved ones healed. And He wants your loved ones delivered. So friend, if you're praying for somebody and you're feeling so torn because you feel like, are my prayers even reaching God? It seems like nothing's changing. Just remember, friend, that He's working and that He wants them saved, healed, and delivered more than you do. He's working because He's Elohim. He's the creative covenant God who loves you and loves them no matter what. And He wants them to come back into the fold. God wants to restore relationship with mankind so that He can walk with you and talk with you on a daily basis. He wants to walk with you and talk with you on a daily basis. God's nature, His essence as Elohim, means that He is forever in covenant relationship with His creation and His creature. And even though man and this world has fallen, God will never, He will never give up on recreating His creation. I encourage you to get my book, Woman to Woman, The Naomi and Ruth Experience. It's 28 lessons that grow your faith. It's an in-depth Bible study that transforms the hearts and lives of women by providing short lessons that can even be shared through a mentoring relationship. So I want to encourage you to check out Woman to Woman, The Naomi and Ruth Experience Bible Study, and find me at DeborahRossMinistries.org.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.